Good morning. It is July 4th, 2017. The time is 0840 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. It is Independence Day, July 4th, 2017. And this is Something to Think About, Episode 4. We've done 4 episodes? And you might be asking, who are you? I'm at Fireman Rich, here on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, as well as Anchor, where this audio resides. And you can follow me the same over there on that Twitter feed, social media platform, where I'm a social media observer and social media enthusiast. And this is a mini podcast called Something to Think About. My audio, my voice, something to think about. Hey, and welcome to the mini podcast. This is really episode 4? 4 days in a row, folks. Hey, there we go. But yeah, this is Something to Think About, episode 4, where I'm going to give you my thought of the day that I posted up on the social media platform of Twitter this morning. And actually another thought for today, I guess. A little outlook, perspective, and the like. But today is the 4th of July, and I got up this morning. I've got the radio show posted up there over on Mixcloud, where you could follow me over there on Mixcloud. I'm not known as Fireman Rich over there. It's www.mixcloud.com/Rich Roberts. But if you Google at Fireman Rich on the Google for Mixcloud, you'll find me. But I had fun doing the radio show with the Boss Jock on the iPad mini, and that's what I'm using for this mini podcast. About 10 minutes, again, to give you my thought of the day. And what did I post up there this morning on the Twitter feed after saying good morning? Let's see what we have here. We did tweet out this thought for the day or quote is from Robert Southey, and it goes, "It is with words as with sunbeams, the more they are condensed, the deeper they burn." And I guess that's significant on this day because we have something here in the United States, it's called the Constitution. And before that Constitution, we had the Declaration of Independence. And those are words that, I guess, for most of us here in the United States of America, when we're doing our regular business, we have a tendency of taking for granted and stuff like that. But they are words that just burn deep in conviction for us here as citizens. So that quote means a lot as far as emphasizing the importance of important words. And the Declaration of Independence, that was signed on July 4th, 1776, means a lot. So it is something to think about as far as what we have and what could be lost if we didn't have it. Let's see now. Our second thought of the day or quote comes from a gentleman named Mosey. I might not be saying this right. Mosey Felden Chris, and it goes, "Find your true weakness and surrender to it. There in lies the path to genius. Most people spend their lives using their strengths to overcome or overcome their weaknesses. Those few who use their strengths to incorporate their weaknesses, who don't divide themselves, those people are very rare. In any generation, there are a few, and they lead their generation. And that's pretty powerful. Those are pretty powerful words right there. We all have weaknesses. We have to overcome them, and we only become better people individually when we overcome those weaknesses, sometimes using our weaknesses to build up our strengths. And that's what I'm doing here on Something to Think About. I'm expressing a view, talking to you. One of the greatest fears is speaking in front of an audience. And I think right next to that is doing something like this as far as doing audio. So I relish and I grasp and I wrap my arms around the idea of doing audio and presenting this. Now again, you may not agree with it. That's I fully respect that, and you can tell me, hey Rich at Fireman Rich, you're full of bullshit. Take it for what it's worth. But I wouldn't be saying these thoughts for the days or quotes if they weren't important. I post them up on Twitter, and I guess re-emphasize the content of that thought of the day here on Something to Think About. So, and I'm having fun doing it, you know, as far as coming up with the what I'm going to say in the intro, which isn't standardized, which is good. Yeah, a little bit, I guess. I'm having fun with it and stuff. But it's all about overcoming our fear. And I think I have a fear of talking to people, though some will say, no, we can't shut you up, Rich. So, and that might be because I'm trying to overcome that fear. That's why I keep on yabbing, and just talking like there was no tomorrow, just like I'm doing now. But I have 10 minutes here to talk to you all. So I hope I have had some positive comments on this show thus far, and it's only the fourth episode, the 4 days. I'm going to continue this as much as I can as far as on a daily basis, and if something comes up real world, well, you know, real world takes precedence over doing than hanging out here on the internet and stuff, because this is all for fun. But it's good fun. And if you're listening to this, I greatly appreciate your listen and the like. And like I said, you can follow me over there on Twitter at Fireman Rich, which is my mainstay as far as communicating here on these social media platforms. And the audio is just something extra, so you can hear my voice. And it's sort of like that. You tie a picture to the person. You can identify with a person better if you have a picture to identify the person. And I think the voice gives a lot of context of who the individual is when you listen to them over a course of time and the like. Again, if you think that's bullshit, that's your perspective. And I highly respect it. I've learned a lot that we have to be open-minded to listen to a different perspective, even though we don't may not agree with it or not like that. But I am here just to say, hey, stay positive on doing whatever you may be doing here, and we're gonna get out of here because it's time to go. The intro or the outro is on for the last minute. So you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace. And remember, do that audio. Do it on that program formerly known as Audio Boo. Do it on the Anchor. And I guess there's bumpers out there too. Y'all have a good one. Ciao for now.